whole, yeah. Sure.
Well, we did go out.
We're just texting.
As a matter of fact, they have letters between, if this is what I'm thinking of, it's between Chuck and him.
All right, BOE, July 21st. Back in session, back from recess. Mr. Davis, we're going to wait to see. I'd prefer if Greg is...
Is he still? He may be in meetings today.
No, he's coming. I could be wrong. Yeah. Yes.
Did Susan. Kenny talk to you about the stuff for Mr. Ruta? We could probably settle that right now.
Okay.
Kenny, can you come up for Mr. Ruta? Here, you can talk in the microphone if you want.
Give us a few minutes. We're not sure where our other board member is.
Oh, on those two properties, Ruta's.
Yeah, and also he had two others on the list, so. The BOE.
Okay. These are residents. The two that they made it. Susan and Mr. Ruta come to a deal, so to speak, on these two properties.
Very good.
This was on
the other BOE. Two that
this one isn't,
they're going to wait till
we're
later.
We're asking that this be moved down to $100 valuation.
Good.
Okay. Because they're identical. They're just a pool, and that's okay. It. Now, he sent me a text this morning. You'll want to check with him, but he said the other one is to leave it at last year's value, and we will discuss it in December. So unless I screw that up, you'll want to ask him. But these two, for sure, he's all right.
Well, do you have an email?
Do
or
I?
Can we just
no,
I
don't think so.
I got
so.
Texts from him, and I have emails, and
he's got his phone number.
He's
even
confused in the end. Well, he says it's the same deal, so he's going to leave it alone. We'll talk about it in December, but then he said something about this is higher than this clubhouse. He's got exclamation points.
I'll just go get it.
Let's just clear up his right now. Because I thought these were all pretty inexpensive moves, but the one with the clubhouse, I mean.
Right.
And the
2021-64.
What was that other one called? The one, Kingsgate. That one, his people, the lease actually says they're paying the taxes, and they already know about it. So.
Okay.
Right.
So, and Kingsgate,
so that's what
are
he's
we
saying,
denying?
Saying. Yeah, that's what we're asking, just to keep it where it's at. Because I believe they're residential. The only thing they would have gone up by is the...
The index,
yeah, because we didn't make him commercial. We don't consider him a timeshare that's doing a motel business too. He's a condo.
He didn't say anything.
Well, I've had a few of these myself. I'm late myself. Maybe he just forgot. Uh-huh. I can call Branson Banks.
I got his number.
Okay.
He's probably going to do those, all the hills ones real fast.
Here?
Yeah.
Well?
On the voicemail?
I can't talk right now.
Where he worked out with Chicago Tide.
Have to go forward.
He must be at a meeting.
Yeah, I mean,
do the meeting.
Do you want, what do you want to do with these?
They're working on the...
We can just give them a read. We can reach out.
If we're going to go ahead and... I mean, if he's not coming, let's just go ahead and do Tim's case.
Right.
Well, we'll take our route in just a minute. We're going to go ahead and... Greg's not coming. So
for the moment.
So. Okay.
All right, Mr. Davis.
All right, I'm here on 11 properties. Probably review them.
Sure.
The same issue on all 11 properties. How should they be classified? Should they be classified as commercial or should they be classified as residential?
Which BOE numbers are we on?
We are looking at BOE numbers.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
447. BOE number 447.
Are his all in a row?
They're all, I think they're all pretty much together. It starts on page 9.
Can, Mr. Davis, can you state who you are and what your expertise is in all this?
My name's Tim Davis. I'm an attorney. I practice law here in Taney County. I do a lot of real estate law and a lot of local government law. And I'm representing 11 properties, on the each one of which is challenging classification.
Now, the first one is, I mean, I know they're all classification, but 447 Schmitz Property Management, correct? That would be the one.
I don't know what order they're in your file. I can follow what order I need to.
You have Schmitz Property Management.
But thank you.
Yes.
Michael Schmidt Property. KJF Enterprises.
Yeah.
BVH Investments.
Yes.
Werner Heritage.
Yep.
What about Mankato Home Construction? Is that you, Steve?
Yes. I got it.
All right, well, I got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. So he must have some.
It'll say his name beside it.
Some of them have more than one property.
Oh, yeah, some of them do.
It appears all the way to 471.
All the Woodlands are Steve's. That's a one.
Wesley, do they go 447 to 469?
471 is the last one.
These are all S and
Oh, okay, 471. Okay, I got it. I just got parts of three different printings here.
I'm using this as the main one because they gave it to us today.
I'm only seeing 8, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Sure, I just want to make sure all the ones that says it's representing are still on there.
I found 11 on pages 9, 10, 11, 12.
This is personal property, so you don't either. Which he needs to find. Mm-hmm.
No. Okay, well, that's... So the Mankato is your...
Yes.
Okay, yes, I'm sorry. I got all of them. Got it. So we're talking about from 447, 450, and then we have...
I need to make a note.
450, 455.
This one, we can send letters for personal property business accounts.
I guess if we're tabling it, we're still going to have the BOE numbers to read into the record.
We don't have to make a motion to table.
We don't have to make a motion to table. We just say go table.
Okay.
So, just before you get started, Mr. Davis, we're listening to all classification appeals, and we're not making any determination today. It'll likely be tomorrow, just FYI. But so we're allowing everybody to talk and share and hear, and we're hearing from you. So, anyway, and we are interested in what you have to say.
So I'm here on. Should I start in?
Yeah, please do start. So.
Is it on the record? Maybe I should read in which, as I go through, just summarize each property and read into the record which properties I'm representing. Would that be
helpful? Tim, we have them all listed, and we're just going to table it when we make our decision. We'll be specific, but if you're not doing valuation, that's up to you.
Okay. Well, if the Board of Equalization then would take administrative notice of the property owners, property addresses, and property tax ID numbers of the 11 properties that I'm speaking about, that would be an efficient way to do it.
Sure.
I just got a message from Mr. Baker. He's going to be here in 30 minutes. Due to the nature of our decision here, and I know he would want to hear what you have, and we usually don't have people prepare quite that much. So, with that being said, I'm gonna have you guys wait and have Mr. Creedon come up. Is that
yes,
okay?
That's fine.
Okay, that's fine. I do think it's important that he hear it, Tim. Yeah. So if you can.
I mean, if that was possible, we didn't know if he was out for 30 minutes or 3 hours. So. And you're a guest here. Mr. Creedon's always here, so we just,
this is my second time.
It won't be your last, right?
This year it should be.
Should be, okay.
If all this is on there, like my letter said, then we're...
Yeah.
We like to give you a hard time.
Sorry about the confusion.
No, it's okay. I started it by giving Jeff a hard time, so I expect it back.
All right, BOE 100, starting with. So anyway, do you want to go through these on addresses? I know we have the Cody courts. Are the two Cody courts pretty similar?
So there's 38 lots in that part of the subdivision.
Okay, so do you want to address those 38 lots first?
Yes, it's in kind of, I would say, in two parts.
Okay.
There are six lots or seven lots or eight that I would classify separately, and then the rest I would classify similar. I can kind of give you an overview of kind of what I'm talking about. So I'm not sure why they're not all highlighted.
So this is in Cross Creek, which is behind Sunfest, and it's that kind of pseudo undeveloped part.
So it's partially developed. Roads were in. They were in bad shape, broken up everywhere, clay punching through. Some of the roads were impassable, but there were two houses in there. Recently, we have paved the roads. We did split some of the lots up. It was a 32-lot subdivision. We bought 30 of the lots. We re-subdivided it into 38 lots. There are, of those 38 lots, four or five of those still don't have sewer. Two or three don't have water. The county tells us some of the ones on the end of the cul-de-sac don't have sewer, and there's a few that don't have electric run to them yet. It's a defunct subdivision that has been on the market for 6 to 8 years that we purchased. We plan on fixing it up, and we have started fixing it up this year, but this was based on last year, so I'm going off of last year. And I don't feel that the value has really changed on these sets of lots. With that being said, the first set, which is on the right, which are the deeper lots, they are a little bit nicer lot. They might be worth a little bit more than about every other lot in the subdivision because they go downhill, uphill, you know, exposed rock, where those lots on the right do have flat spots up on top, but they do cost more to get there, longer driveways, all that stuff. But